You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hello, my name is Susanna DiPalma, and I'm Artistic Director of Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater in Minneapolis. It's important to me to stay connected to the outside world and to really soothe my soul by listening to music. And one of the songs that I've been listening to is Don't Give Up by vocalist, gospel blues singer Tanya Hughes. Tanya Hughes is a remarkable singer who works all over town, actually. She sings with the Steele family, Rob Robinson, and folk singer Larry Long. And she also sings for various church groups. Don't Give Up really gave me a sense of defiance and that I'm not going to give in to being down and depressed, and also that we unite, because on this song, she has her friends singing along. And so you have this sense of unity and empowerment and beauty and sincere love. It's called Don't Give Up. And that song has helped me a lot, and I really recommend you listen to it. Just go to Tanya Hughes, T-O-N-I-A, on YouTube.
Hi, my name is Amy Gerritsen. I'm the Education and Community Outreach Manager at the Rochester Art Center. Right now, I'm really excited about the song Living Outside of Time by Fires of Denmark. Fires of Denmark is a one-man project by Mike Terrell, who lives right here in Rochester, Minnesota. Mike started writing this song mid-year last year, way, way before our sense of time became something totally different than what it is now. Mike was thinking about how we live by the clocks and the calendars, and we're all so busy, and people use the phrase, oh, I don't have the time for that. Oh, if only I had the time, if only I had more time. Well, here we are. Some of us now have a lot more time. You can find Start Living Outside of Time by Fires of Denmark on Spotify or other music streaming services online.
Hi, my name is Camille Gage, and I'm an artist, writer, and musician from Minneapolis. One of the things that's really been inspiring to me of late is Piotr Szelchowski's COVID-19 labor camp reports. These reports are drawings that he makes one a day, every day. It's a very passionate and honest response to the fear, frustration, and anger caused by the pandemic and our nation's faltering response to it. The black and white imagery is sometimes poignant, sometimes haunting, or even downright disturbing. One of the things that I find the most compelling is Szelchowski's decision to use the tools of propaganda to address an administration that uses rhetoric as a weapon. It's as if he's chosen to fight fire with fire. You can see Piotr Szelchowski's COVID-19 labor camp reports on Labor Camp's Instagram and Facebook pages.